Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast in 10. Here I am with Jack James himself. Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, Jack. Well, we've only got you for a couple more weeks and then you're off doing your thing. We do have a young man starting, don't we?
We do.
His name's Brock.
He's a nice guy.
Brock, he's from Texas. No.
B-Rock.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, B-Rock. That's very good, Jack. So let's get straight into it because we only have 10 minutes. We're down the beach today. It's nice out there.
Yeah, the light's getting nice.
Yeah, it's in the car. So I really don't want to sound like a motivational person, like trying to motivate somebody. Like it's, you know, sometimes I think that stuff is a bit fake. You know, people say it just to make themselves look better in a funny sort of way. Mm. You know, like, yeah, you gotta do, you know, I get it. And it can motivate you. Like, I listen to Les Brown and all those guys. And I mean, if you look at Les Brown, and if you look at all of his talks for the last 20 years, they're almost the same.
Yeah. All of them. The DJ story.
Yeah, and, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I know he's only got, like, one life, and it's, like, his life, and he shares it with everybody. But, you know, it's sort of like, sometimes I think that whole world is a bit funny, like, you know, like, it's a bit like marriage counsellors when they've been divorced 5 times.
Be hypocritical.
Yes, I like a little bit. But on the other side, the interesting thing is, like, they're probably good people to talk about it because they've stuffed up so much.
They've got that experience.
Yeah, whereas Les Brown, who's become a motivational speaker and one of the world's best, so you look at that side of it, yeah, interesting. So anyway, what I'm saying is, I'm not just saying this stuff just as a scripted, oh, let's give 10 minutes of motivation and I'll do the opposite. It's like sharing what we try and live. Yeah, anyway. Sort of get on my soapbox for 5 minutes. But are you shooting high enough? You know, it's it sounds very like vanilla, but are you really shooting high enough? That's a question I ask myself all the time. You know, we go to work every day where I'm in real estate, whether it doesn't matter what you do, but, you know, are we really shooting high enough? I think back to my parents, and my dad said that when I was about 15 years old, unless you get a trade, you have to move out of the house. Mm-hmm. So his whole understanding was, you get a trade, you're safe. That's life.
Yeah.
You know, he worked for the county council, like the electricity thing, and he was an electrician. But, and my grandfather had a business, worked for himself. My grandfather's quite wealthy.
Wow.
But my parents weren't. Mm. So and my pop wanted my dad to work in the business.
Yeah.
But my dad went and got a job. They're all electricians, all of them. Went and got a job so he could have his lunch break. Mm. He could finish at 5. He'd get on the beers.
Like, get consistent up. Hours.
Exactly.
Very, very same.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing. Like, you know, that makes the world go around, all of these different things. But, you know, if you're sitting there and life is not where you want it to be, why is that? Mm. Like, why is it? Are you really shooting high enough? Like, my dad died at 47, and I think about his life, and I'm like, I wonder what he would have done different. Mm. You know, he's a pretty crap dad. Like, it's, you know, and he was never sort of engaged, or I don't really care about any of that stuff, but it's like, I think, wow, 47 years old, not very old, but he got up every day, 5 o'clock, had his Celine, because he had a hangover the next day, from the day before, like, he used to drink every night. Go and do his jobs, come home for lunch every day, lock clockwork, and then finish work at 5 o'clock every day. And I think, wow, exchanged his life for that. But are you shooting high enough? Mm. You know, I want to be worth $100 million. It's not about the money. It's like, it's just a marker.
Yeah,
but then I'm sure I'll get there and I'll be like, okay, how do I get to $1 billion now? Yeah, because it's just like this constant, it's exciting when you think about it because it's like your own ride
like a progression.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're creating it. Like, it's pretty cool. So, do you want to live in a mansion or do you want to live in, you know, a nice house somewhere? Or what is that thing for you? Are you really shooting high enough? I know a lot of real estate agents listen to this stuff, but if, you know, I don't mean to talk real estate all the time, but it's sort of my world. Mm. But if you're going to work as a real estate agent, you know, are your results at a mark where you want them? Like, can you do more?
Yeah.
Do more. Not at the cost of life, but do more. But even have a better life. Mm. Why does someone become so successful that they have complete choice in life?
Commitment.
Yeah, but where did that start for them? Mm. Did one day they go, I'm not settling for just enough now? You know, like, why can Richard Branson work from Necker Island? Mm. And he's worked from home his entire career. But why do people look at him and go, wow, what a cool life?
Yeah.
But he created that.
He did.
Do you get what I mean? Mm. Took some risks, got out there, did his thing, understood what he wanted. Mm. I think it'd be a real shame to be like my dad and get to the end of life and really underperformed.
Yeah. Not really have that much achievement to look back on and be proud of.
Yeah, totally. And that might have been his thing, but I don't think he was happy. I think it's part of the reason he died when he was 47. You know, like, it's... I just think that life was not very fulfilling.
Yeah.
Nothing better when you're on that... You got that juice flowing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, how do I become the best at what I do? Like, the best... Like, we do these podcasts, I don't know, a few hundred people listen to them, I don't know, 1,000 yeah, yeah. people or something. But it's not that I do it just to be the number one podcast, whatever, and whether we get that or not, I don't know, but I'm going to give it a crack. Mm. But it's like, I do it because, like, I want to get real good at it.
Yeah.
Not for the, like, oh, look at me, I'm fantastic. I want to get real good at it. So life is like that. So I'm 46, and I feel like I'm just at the cusp now where I'm starting to, like, push it harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not looking at it going retirement. Through. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it going, wow, what's next for me now? Mm. You know, what is next? What does it look like? How good can I get at this life? Do you know?
Yeah.
It's like we're playing a video game.
Yeah.
I know. We're not going to get too, like, left
You're
field here.
Up.
But it's like we're playing a video game and, you know, like, how awesome can we be at it?
Mm.
You know, the levels. Do you remember the old video games? And
yeah,
the arcades
yeah.
and stuff?
Or like Tetris and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, that's right. And you're in there and you learn the sequence.
Mm.
And you learn the sequence and you get to the... Like level 6 and level 10, and you know, you get some phenomenon guy who's on there half the day playing, and he gets to the end, and everyone's around him. Remember, you used to stand around and watch it.
Big thing, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like our life,
mm.
you know. But the levels aren't set, but there is definitely a formula to it.
Mm.
You know, like 24 hours, that's like our game, and that game is going to determine what level we go to.
Mm.
So, like, are you really shooting high enough? What do you want to be worth? What sort of relationship do you want? What sort of career do you want? Like, how does that look for you? Nothing worse than people grumbling around going, life needs to be better. Well, do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, seriously do something about it. You want your health to be better, go to the gym.
Mm.
You know, do something. But it's totally, like, in your control. Are you shooting hard enough, Jack?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. That, and it's different for everyone.
Mm.
So you're high enough and my high enough's different. But don't do it at the cost of happiness either.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's something that I've learned, that you can do it for ego and be the best at something, but wreck your life around it. Like, I've actually done that myself. You know, come at a huge cost. Whereas now I'm sort of like, I'd rather take a little bit more time, do it really well, and have like an awesome life.
Yeah. Be happy.
Yeah, be happy. Yeah, 100%. Unless your mind goes there, your reality won't follow. So looking at what is now and saying, okay, well, life's okay, you know, a bit stressful about here and there or whatever. If you stay in that mode, like my dad did, day after day after day, your reality is going to follow. But if you push yourself a little bit every day, if you have this vision that's like, and it's not being unrealistic, you know, like, you know how they say set big, hairy, audacious goals?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's good, like, to have a vision that's really exciting, scary, you're unsure if you're going to get there, but have things underneath that you're going to achieve along the way as well.
To keep you motivated to get to that big thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I've got that story written out where I want, you know, how I want my life to be. Like, you've been with me the last year.
I have.
And the last, well, longer than that. But
yeah, about four.
Last year, I've had a very up and down year, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, have.
Personally, you know, work's been pretty good, but it's been very tricky for me.
It has. Hard to navigate.
Yeah, hard to navigate. Yeah, lots of levels going on there, and some good stuff, not so good stuff, some definite fallout, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it's, instead of like buckling under the pressure or buckling under the thing, I'm like, how do I fix it and make it even better?
Yeah.
You know, like it's just another level in the video game.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like getting to the end of the level 5 and you're saying, oh, I don't want a big, as big a giant there this time. You know, you're, oh, I wish a giant was littler and easier. But yeah, it's the exhilaration of working it out.
Mm.
So you might be listening to this right now, and we're at 10 minutes, so we'll wrap it up. But you might be listening to this right now, and life might not be great. Like, it might be testing you big time. See it as a level. Get past that big bloody giant.
Yeah.
You know, shoot that sucker. But that's how it is. You know, don't cave in under the pressure. Become better from it and keep going. But I want you to really think about, are you shooting high enough? Because there is no... there is no reality or not. Like, it's you're actually making it. You know, when people say you've got to be realistic about it?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be realistic about it. Listen to your heart. It will tell you what's possible for you, and then go after that thing.